This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Bostonians will remember the marathon bombings, not just because we lived through it, but also because of the thousands of pictures that instantly captured those terrible moments and were broadcast around the world. Visual imagery continues to play a key role in this story, but now we're seeing images of healing and of solidarity. And one of the most arresting of these images appears on the cover of the latest issue of Boston Magazine. Joining us now is the magazine's editor, John Wolfson. John, welcome to Radio Boston.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So on the cover of the magazine, there is a picture of a heart, but it's not just any heart. What's it made out of?
It's made out of some 120 pairs of shoes worn by runners in the marathon.
In this year's marathon,
that's exactly right.
So, and I mean, I'm looking at it now, and it's not hard to describe because it's a beautiful, simple black space that's a heart surrounded by shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just something so beautifully eloquent about it. And it's a color picture, too. So describe a little bit more about what we see.
Well, precisely. And so in addition to creating the heart out of the negative image of the ways the shoes are arranged, they're arranged sort of with a color scheme that kind of emanates outward. So the shoes closest to the heart are red. I think it has a certain power to it. And although it's a very still image, I think that makes it a very dynamic image as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And to know that these were shoes that were worn on the day of the bombing is what really makes it.
It is, and that was really the challenge in sort of pulling this together as well, is after we came up with the concept itself, which took some time, we had to figure out how we were going to get our hands on all of these shoes. Really, we had about 2 to 3 days to pull this whole thing together, and it was all hands on deck to try to get our hands on shoes.
So how'd you do that?
Well, the first thing we did was we used our social media channel, so we threw out some tweets and Facebook posts, but we also had every person at Boston Magazine, not just the folks in edit, but sales, marketing, all sort of banding together, hitting up every person that they knew, the friends, family, anyone who might have run. And not only would they be willing to let us photograph the shoes, could they get them to us immediately?
So one of the things that I love the most about this picture is not only are the shoes sort of forming the shape of this heart, which mm-hmm. so clearly communicates love for the city, mm-hmm. but inside the heart, the text is simple. It just says, "We will finish the race." The stories behind these shoes begin on page 70. So you actually talk to the people who wore these shoes and feature them in the magazine.
That's right. What we did do here, in fact, right in the magazine, is we shot all of the shoes as individual pairs as well. And inside the magazine are the stories of the people who ran. And we had room for about 15 of them inside the magazine. So those folks, their stories run. You see, it's illustrated only by their shoes. The name of the package is The Shoes We Wore.
And so you don't show pictures of the runners themselves?
You do not see the runners themselves. And it has a certain, I think, a certain power to it that as you're reading this, you're looking and you're focused on the shoes, and it's really amazing to think that these shoes were sort of on that street around that. Many of these are happening right as the bombs went off, right near them.
Tell us about one particular story that you feature.
You know, we talked to so many people, and a bunch of them really stuck out, but I think the one that got me especially moved was a 61-year-old woman who a couple of years ago was diagnosed with cancer, and at that time she had run 30 marathons, Boston marathons, and she told her doctor, this was 2010, I'm running in 2011, and he said, you're crazy, and she said, let's get on with it, and she wound up running in 2011 between her fifth and her sixth chemo treatment, and it was just mind-boggling, and then she ran again this year. And what really stood out to me was that she spoke about how much the marathon means to the city and to the runners. All of the people lining, all of the college students cheering, all of the senior citizens who come out, and then this was the one that got me. She said, you have, because so many of these runners run as parts of teams that are running for charity, you have these children in their wheelchairs with no hair who are undergoing chemotherapy who wait all day, and she stressed that they wait all day in their wheelchairs to cheer for the hospital, the runners representing their hospitals raising money for them. You just understood in that moment how much more this is than just a race, how much more it means to this city and to the region.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that makes the cover of the magazine the closest thing I've seen so far to a visual poem about where the city is now, because my producer and I were discussing this just before we started talking, that just about every time you see a picture of an empty pair of shoes, what you're looking at is a picture of loss, right? And there's a little bit of that in here because we can't forget at all the loss that the city and friends and families of the victims endured and are enduring. But at the same time, it's about moving forward.
That's right. I think that sums it up perfectly. What we would wanted to do with this was to get at the next step. What comes next? How do we begin the process of healing? That's what the cover line captured, and I hope that that's what all of these shoes collectively, the message that they send as well.
Well, the cover of the latest issue of Boston Magazine features dozens and dozens of pairs of shoes that ran in this year's marathon, arranged in the beautiful and simple shape of a heart. John Wolfson is the editor-in-chief at Boston Magazine. Thanks so much for coming in today, John.
Thanks so much for having me.